Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Hey, happy Freaky Fridays, and welcome back to another edition of Writing Royalty Radio. Nene Capri presents The Pussy Chat. I'm one of your hosts, Eb Star, the vixen of the clubhouse, and I have my co-host, Jen, the mistress of the clubhouse. What's up, boo?
What's up? How was your week?
Oh, it was good, you know, Thanksgiving and all of that. I ate very well.
I'm probably about 10 pounds heavier now.
Right. I can't believe it was a week ago, man. Time flies so quick. So quick. But yeah, had a good time with my family and stuff, you know. Good week.
I didn't go anywhere. All we did was stay home and cook and eat. That's all we did. I didn't do shit. Stay home, cook, and eat.
Well, you was with your family. You ate. That is usually what Thanksgiving is all about. So, you know, it worked. I went down to my sister's house. So, you know, it was good seeing all my family. It was good. Good time.
That's good.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So, Ebony.
Yes, Jen.
I don't know what to say about this topic tonight.
I know, the doozy.
I don't know what the listeners know, but Nene throws us a topic. She throws us a ball and she's like, run. And so, that you know, tonight's topic is voyeurism. Mm-hmm. Ebony, when I say voyeurism, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Like, what do you imagine right away?
Peep and Tom?
Okay.
Yes.
So, voyeurism, if people don't know, because there is people that don't know, sexual interest in or practice of spying on people engaged in intimate behavior such as undressing, sexual activity, or other actions usually considered to be of private nature. So you're a sexual spy. You're a sexual spy. Ebony, have you ever caught Peeping Tom, like looking at your goodies?
Have I ever caught a Peeping Tom looking at my goodies? No. Mm-mm. No.
What would you do if it did?
I would be freaked the hell out. Like, call the cops, something. Like, something's not right about that. Like, I don't know. How do you feel about it? What would you do?
You know, I've never came and, like saw someone secretly looking at me and, like you know what I mean? Like, being naked.
Right,
like,
because
having,
the
I
whole thing
that.
Is that you're not going to know about it, you know, but.
That's the thing, because it's all secret. And so very few people, like, know when somebody's watching them.
Right.
You know, like, if I'm on someone's video, I don't know. Like, there's secret cameras
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Half of us are never going to find out.
Exactly.
But there's also some weird shit that goes on. Okay, my old coworker got up for work one morning. She makes herself mm-hmm. breakfast. She goes to open her curtain. Some dude is in her bushes, like, looking in, jacking off.
Mm-hmm. And what did she do?
She said she freaked out. She, like, slammed the curtains. And she called the cops. And this is the worst mm-hmm. thing. The cops come, he's still beating off. He's still jacking off.
Oh, my goodness.
He's just going at it. He's going
at
it.
Yes, he did. Like, girl, call the cops. I don't care. I got a mission.
I wanted to know what the cops said, but I forgot what you know, he's like, can you give me a second? Like, what the hell? He's in front of her, but, like, just going at it. Dick out and everything. That's crazy, man.
It's gotta be a different mind state, because, you know, it's definitely because I don't know. Like, when you think about watching pornos, like, people that make pornos knows that somebody's eventually gonna watch it, but, you know, they don't know the time that they're watching it or things like that. So, you know, that's kind of different but the same.
Yeah, like, it's. If you think about it, it's the same, like, initially the same concept. Okay, you're watching another couple or another person get off on TV, right?
Right.
But then you're also, like, these people aren't in person watching a person or another couple get off. And so it's the same arousal, but yet one is, it tends to be a little more creepier, perverted, because it's all secretive, and it's not consent. There's no consent.
Right.
So, where do you draw the line in what is, you know, what's mild voyeurism, which, you know, I think all of us have a touch of it. And I'll tell you why. Let's take the husband who are, maybe it's just a group of dudes, whatever. There's some guys at a restaurant and the waitress bends over to give them their food and they can see down her shirt. You know, he's looking. She doesn't know he's looking. Titties are out, whatever.
Right, so that's on the mild end.
You're mild, right? Okay, well, let's take it up another notch. Okay, how about the neighbor who walks naked or in his underwear in his house, but his curtains are wide open so everybody
mm-hmm.
can see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, he's doing it because he wants to be watched, but you're watching, so who's the pervert here? You know, who is it, you? Is it him? Like, because it's there's a part of us that I don't know what it is, but when someone's naked, we're like, oh, what's that? You know, drawn to
never
it.
Never seen that before. Let me look.
Right? And so, like I said, all of us have some type of touch, a little touch of it, whether we're peeking at someone, maybe you're walking past your male best friend's room and his door is cracked and he's undressing and you're like, whoa, okay. You know, that's the touch of voyeurism, but when is it taking it too far?
Right. And they say most of the time it's males that do the whole type of voyeurism thing. You know, it's the males that do it. So I need to talk to some females. Are there any females out there that take part in peeping and watching and getting off watching other people get off and they don't know that you're watching them? You know, are you the watcher or the... Have you been watched before? Like, I need to talk to these people out there.
Yes, if you're in the voyeurism or if you're on the other end, which is the exhibitionist, call in.
Right.
I also want to know, you know, if you've had any weird experiences. Did you catch my husband was telling me about the story. He said this guy from I think it was Best Buy came to install something on her computer. Like, came to her house. But he, used her bathroom. He installed a hidden camera in her bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
And he got busted, you know. Yeah. But it, you know, things like that. If anybody's caught something weird like that, did you guys go to a hotel? Was there like a two-way mirror and you caught it? Like, if you have something weird, like, I want to hear it. So call in. We're going to take callers a little bit later, but right now we're going to hit a commercial and then we'll come back and we'll get into this topic on, you know, when do we take voyeurism too far?
Right, exactly. When does it go way past the limit and you're just a freak right now?
Yeah. So let's hit that commercial and then we'll be right back.
It's the one and only the boss lady, Nene Capri. I hail all the way from North New Jersey. I'm the author of the Pussy Trap series, Trust No Bitch series, and my latest book under G Street Chronicles, Tainted Lies, Fear, and Death. You can holler at me at NeneCapri.com. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as Nene Capri. I'm coming to a library near you. Trapping.
When a skillful marksman is handed a difficult mark, she battles between love and death. Erica, the beautifully sexy yet deadly trigger, has come face to face with the person she cannot kill. But in reality, she cannot allow her to survive. Unstable friendships and loyalty will be tested as passion and revenge slide comfortably into its place. Author Boo Jackson takes you on a thrill ride and poses the question, what do you do when you're torn between what's right and what's wrong? What's real and what's fantasy? Sanity and insanity will fight for a position on the throne as she brings to life the darkened heart behind Malicious Intent. Malicious Intent by author Boo Jackson. Available at Boss Lady Publishing. Check it out.
Hey, and we're back. Pussy chat. Talking this voyeurism and maybe just a peek.
Ebony.
Yes.
Oh, girl, I thought I lost you.
No, I'm here. We're back.
You never know. Live air is always something crazy.
Yeah, okay, well, let's get back into this topic, girl.
Let's get deep.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get real deep. Okay.
How deep?
I mean,
is
it? I don't know. You know, I've never, like I said, I've never had any, like two odd experiences, but this past year, this guy, I mean, it's not, I wouldn't consider it voyeurism. I just thought he was that shit crazy. He pulls up next to me, and the dude starts jerking off in the car next to me, but my kids were in the car.
Oh, hell no. See?
Yeah. Mm-mm. And he was making all these, like, you know the fuck faces? Like, he was doing that when he was jerking off, and my kids looked over, and I was like, oh, shit. So, like, I tried to, like, speed up, and then I was mad because that's just gross in general, but it was, like, worse because my kids were, it was just, you know, people are crazy. So, you know, when does voyeurism, mild voyeurism,
go too far?
Which may be sexy, get too crazy, like where it's perverted and just weird and odd. So that's what we'll be getting into.
At that point, you're mad disrespectful. My kids are in the car, like, see.
It is so bad.
I had to grab the bat out of the trunk and get the swing in somewhere off of that one. Yuck. Was he an older guy? Was he young? I mean,
yeah, he was, I'm going to say about 60. But, I mean, I don't get what can, trigger these things. Like, okay, you know the guys that, like I said, put a camera in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Like who gets aroused? Like, who wants to videotape me taking a shit? I'm just saying, it's the stupidest thing I've ever, it's fucking crazy. So, I don't get it, like at all.
It on.
You know, it's like there's, it's like this thrill, like, oh, she don't know I'm watching her. But, you know,
right.
I kind of understand when you're watching a naked woman because women are beautiful and it's sexy, whatever. But in a bathroom, like, it's such a personal thing that you're doing in there, there's nothing sexy about it to me.
Exactly.
But I guess maybe the thrill of watching something you're not supposed to, I guess.
I don't know.
I mean, you couldn't catch me.
This is bullshit. I want Bush. Pan down.
What's that?
What? Did we just get hacked by Anonymous or something?
A fake Beatmaster or somebody, I don't know. What was that? Out of nowhere. But anyway.
But that just threw me all off right now.
We're talking about these people that are just watching other people do their thing, and I just feel like somebody needs to tell me their story, you know. How did you get involved in this thing? What makes you so excited to do this thing? You know, tell me, because I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
I almost think exhibitionists need to be thrown in there. Like, they almost go hand in hand, right?
Right, exactly.
You have the watcher, and then you have the people that like to be watched. But the problem is the watchers want to do it. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want to know. But so it's almost like the watcher and the person that likes to be watched, like, they can't even flow together because the person doing it doesn't want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that would be a hell of a couple right there. A hell of a couple.
It would be some strange things going on. You would want to be a fly on the wall with that couple right there. That would be something special.
We should probably get into this link right now, so let's talk that talk.
Okay.
Just kidding. This is bullshit. I want Bush. Pan down.
Oh!
We've got Bush. We've got Bush.
Oh, hell pie.
Do you know where that's from?
What movie was that?
I think it's from The Nerds, when they're like peeping through, peeping into the girl's bathroom, like in her,
right.
I think they're kicking showers.
Yeah. We've got Bush,
You know, all those girls are just doing their thing, taking a shower, normal shit, and these perverts are in there.
And don't let her be on a cycle. Then you really see something you don't damn want to see.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you couldn't pay me enough money to be drilling holes in walls looking at dick. I'm just saying, like, it's not that important where I need to be peeping it out, like putting cameras in his bathroom and his dressing room and stuff. And like you said, it's primarily men that do it. This is a known statistic. It's mostly men. There's very few females. So what is the trigger there? Like, did something happen? Like, when you were little, like, you saw something you weren't supposed to, and maybe you like it too much? Like what is the trigger?
Right. Because that's probably the last time I was a people peeping Tom when I was damn little. Like, ooh, shit. Like, uh-oh. Because I didn't know what the hell going on. But now... It doesn't excite me to watch somebody else, like, and they don't know I'm there watching. Like, nah, that's invasion of privacy. That's a little too much on my end.
So, Ebony, like, be honest. Like, have you ever, like, snuck, a peek at something real hot when he didn't know it? I mean, it could be, like, a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, like you were looking when you weren't supposed to.
Like I said, probably the last time was when I was a kid, like between my mom and dad having damn sex in a room or something. I was like, oh, well, what the hell are they doing? And just stayed there for a minute. And they know I was there and then ran in my room and started laughing. Like, but other than that, no, like, I don't be watching people do what they do.
We are not talking about parents. I walked in on my parents one time. It was the most terrible. I was like, leech.
They saw you.
You know, because, like, as a kid, like, you don't want to think about your parents doing it. So, like, when you walk in, you're like, fuck that. Like you feel like they shouldn't even be doing it past it. You're like, it's terrifying. I will never forget it. I will never. I'm like, ew, gross.
Girl, that was the closest I came to it. Because other than that, no. I mean, because, like I said, well, for me, pornos is not in this category that I'm talking about. Like, it's not that, or, you know. So, other than that, no, it hasn't been any time.
So you don't like, secretly be at the beach with your glasses on, like, creeping on shit you shouldn't be creeping on? Like, he doesn't even know you're looking at him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's your mild category. You want to put me in a mild category.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's mild, whether they admit it or not. Like, shit like that. You're peeping stuff and you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to be looking that hard or that long or watching him address stuff or, you know. It's that
touch. Addressing me with my eyes that you don't even know. Yeah, I'm guilty.
So tonight we're going to have Laquette on. She's an author, and we're going to have her on in about 9 minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to read her bio, and then we'll take a commercial, and then we'll be right back with her. But let me get that up. She is a native of Brooklyn, New York. She spends her time catering to her three distinct personalities, wife, mother, and educator. Writing her escape from everyday madness has always been a friend and comforter. She loves writing and devouring romance novels, although she possesses a graduate degree in English Lit. She forgoes Shakespeare any day to read something hot, lusty, and romantic. She loves hearing from readers and discussing the crazy characters that are running around in her head, causing so much trouble. So she's going to be up with us, and then we're going to get her take on all this craziness, this lawyer. Before we have her on, I want to ask you something. Is there anything hot? Is there any part of you that's a little bit turned on of possibly knowing somebody could be watching you?
That's a good question.
It is, because a lot of women, they like the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the thought of somebody watching you when they shouldn't could be sexy, but
right.
Then again, you want to be the person to be like, I want to be in control of who I show my goodies to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I think it's just a thought. Like, the thought of it could be sexy, but the actual, when you get down to it, and somebody you don't like or you're not attracted to,
yeah,
watching
exactly.
It turns the sexy factor off.
Right.
So we are going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with author Laquette and get her opinion on all this.
All right.
Are you an author looking for promotional services, or a reader looking for a great read at low prices? In this competitive world of books, Writing Royalty Promotions is dedicated to bringing authors and readers together to build a greater respect for literature through our various promotional services and online bookstore. So head over to writingroyaltypromotions.com and check us out.
Hey, and we're back. Big shout out to all our sponsors out there, Boss Lady Publishing, Nene Capri, G Street Chronicles, 901 Entertainment, Writing Royalty Promotions, Bad Apple Publishing, and Blur Lines Editing. You still with me, Jen?
I'm here, honey. Okay. We're going to jump back into this voyeurism topic.
Yeah.
And I think it's another one of the same things we went through last week with does size matter? I mean, there's obviously the severe end, which is, you know, a little disturbing. And then you have the mild end, which, you know, could be sexy, could be hot, a little bit mysterious. So, I mean, there's a whole spectrum of voyeurism itself. And so that's what we'll be getting into. Do we have Laquette on the line? Is she ready to go? Laquette, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
How are you?
Great. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're fantastic. You've been listening in, right?
Yes, I have. Wow. Woo, this is not a show for the faint of heart.
It is not. No, it is not at all.
Honey,
I read your bio. Tell me what you have going on right now. Like any new work going on, anything new that you've dropped?
Well, just recently my latest release is called Heart of the Matter. It's actually a bestseller on Amazon, so go check that out if you haven't. It is an interracial romance about a pretty strong-willed lady who happens to be a cop and takes no mess, and she kind of meets her match. So we see these two alpha individuals butt heads and, you know, see who comes out the winner.
I like that. I like to read about it or, like, watch it in movies, but I don't want to date someone that's got the same type of, you know what I mean? Like, I need a man that's a little bit stronger than me because
well,
if we're both, like, on the same level.
There's different types of strength, though.
And I
think that at least that's what I attempted to do is reveal the different types of strength. She's a lot of bluster. Like, she's in your face. Her name is the lead female character. Her name is Hart McKenzie. She's in your face. You know, she takes no mess. She's got a flip mouth. but the man she comes up against, he has a lot of those personality traits as well, but he knows how to maneuver around people. Like, he knows how to play mind games with people to get to who they really are. And that she has not really come against in her dealings with people before. And so it's a wonderful thing to watch these two go at it because they're hilarious as all hell. They really are.
Oh, wow.
So how much sexy is in the book?
These two, well, the first half of the book is setting the scene and there's police procedural stuff going on. But you could see that there's some sort of draw between the two of them. But the entire second half of the book is all about them getting it in frequently. Like, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yes. They just want to get it in, you know, and they do, and all very frequently.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little surprised when I my husband is my original beta reader. And when he read it, he says, "I like this book." I said, "Why?" Because there's more sex in it than the last one. He said, "Yeah." So they get it in frequently.
That's what we're talking about, men. Like men are just naturally, like sexual deviants, you know. So, have you ever written a book? Anything with voyeurism? Any of your characters into that?
I've never written a book about voyeurism. I have read books. I actually just read a book recently by Avril Ashton called Watch Me Break You. And there is a scene in the book where one of the characters, there are two, it's a male-male romance, and two of the, one of the guys is walking past a room and he sees the object of his affection, of his unrequited love, so he thinks. He sees him stroking off. And he knows that he should leave. He should walk past. He should, you know, leave, not intervene in this very private, intimate moment. But he stands there, and not only does he watch, but he kind of joins in, and they both end up, you know, it kind of leads other places. In the book, it was extremely well done, and I mean, if you visualize, I don't know if you guys do this, but I'm pretty sure you do. You kind of make the book into a movie a little bit.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the most erotic things I've ever read, but I don't know that I would ever actually want to be the subject of that, or I mean, at least it would have to be with someone that I really loved and trusted. Like, if my husband wanted to watch that, I'd be all game for it. Like, that would do it for me. That would flip a switch for me. But just to know that some strange person that has no attachment to me, that, you know, I've never met, was watching me, I think that's a little bit creepy.
So do you said, okay, that would be fine with my husband? Because I was asking Ebony earlier, you know, is there a certain feel of like mystery or sexy to it or hot that you know, I'm doing something and somebody's maybe watching me? And so you said that was okay with your husband. So potentially there is a certain amount of sexy to it. You know,
a vast amount of sexiness wherever my husband is involved, as far as I'm concerned. You know, that's part of being married. That's why I got married, so I could get my freak on whenever I wanted to. And there should be no issues. There is no repression. There is no feeling bad about myself, because that's part of being in love and part of being in a committed relationship, where you trust your partner implicitly. Mm-hmm. Because when you have that, then you can be just as open as you want to be and not feel bad about it. And, you know, that's what that's how grown people have sex. You know, that's how grown people embrace their sexuality. You know, it's like, I have my man. I know this is my man, and I know he loves me, and I love him. And we're two grown folks, and we can do what we want to do. We don't have to worry about what the rest of the world thinks.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you hear the word voyeurism, do you automatically think Peeping Tom, or do you think someone that just likes to watch?
I don't necessarily think Peeping Tom. I just think that it really depends on the situation. Like I said, it has the potential of being one of the most erotic things that's out there. But again, for me personally, it would have to be, again, having that sort of foundation, that sort of commitment with my partner. It's not something I would be at all into if I were single and there was some strange dude just watching me in my shower. Like, I'm way more liberated as a married woman than I was when I was single.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you the same question, because this voyeurism is typically a thing among men. It's bigger among men than it is women. So, as a woman, have you, and this could be any time in your life, you know, obviously could be when you met your husband, before your husband, whatever, have you ever snuck a peek at something you weren't supposed to? Like Ebony, Ebony said she saw stuff when she was young that she wasn't supposed to see. You know, you weren't supposed to be watching somebody make out, or you weren't supposed to be watching somebody have sex or somebody get undressed. Have you ever did that?
Not that I can recall. I don't recall walking in on my parents having sex. I grew up in a very strict religious household, which is probably why I write all these naughty things now as an adult. Yeah, so my parents were very cautious of things like that, and you know, so I never had that experience growing up. I think probably as every child or every teenager did, I snuck porn, and, you know, I looked at things that probably my parents probably wouldn't have wanted my teenage eyes looking at. But outside of that, I can't really say I've never been in the same room with two other people having sex, to my knowledge anyway.
Yeah, because I was touching on the fact that, you know, like I said earlier, like, everybody has a small touch of voyeurism. And, you know, have you ladies watched, you know, maybe you're somewhere, because there's always people making out everywhere. Like, have you watched somebody and, like, they don't know you're watching them because they're just going at it? Have you watched?
I don't know. Honestly, it makes me a little uncomfortable to watch people making out like that in public.
You know, you're like, get a room.
Yeah, honestly, because I feel like, you know, there's a difference between a sexy kiss and trying to shove your tongue down someone's throat in public. And there's a fine line between, wow, like, I wish somebody would kiss me like that, versus, ew, like, you know, his whole mouth is covering her face. That's just not nice.
That's what I was going to ask, is, like, sometimes you see somebody doing a sexy kiss and you're like, I should be doing that right now with somebody. So
I'm very, you know, I believe in PDA, not to display it to other people, but I just, I'm a physically affectionate person, and I love to touch my husband. I'm always, you know, he always reaches for my hand when we are around each other. We could be sitting on the couch watching TV, and he'll find some way to touch me. That is completely, you know, appropriate, you know, for other people to be around, but for us, it's just, it's an intimacy thing. It's just, another example of the closeness that we share. So I'm always seeking his touch regardless of where we are, but we do try to keep it PG when we're in the street.
So the question, when do you feel like voyeurism is crossing lines? I mean, everybody has a cell phone nowadays. You could be being filmed and you wouldn't even know it. They have all these upskirt videos. Guys are, you know, they're pretending they're tying their shoe and they're, you know, trying to get a picture or a video up your skirt.
I mean, of course, I think that is utterly reprehensible that anyone would try to exploit someone else like that. I mean, if an individual has no desire to be, if you know that this individual doesn't want to be filmed by you, and or you have a reasonable idea that this individual would not agree to it if you'd asked, then, you know, of course, it's wrong. It's just, it's violating someone's privacy. And
right.
when I'm in my shower, the only person I expect to be, you know, to have that kind of access to me is my husband. The only person I've given permission to have that kind of access to me is my husband. So anyone else that, you know, would take advantage of a situation like that, I think it's utterly creepy. And it's a little scary to think that there are people in the world who get off on stuff like that. I mean, if your partner is into it, and trust me, there are plenty of people that are into it, so in my opinion, there's no reason to sneak and do it. If you can find someone who that's their kink, and they'll let you do it too. And they're more than happy to participate with you. So why perpetrate on someone who has no desire to be a part of something like that?
Mm-hmm. I agree, yeah, because we were talking earlier, you know, when is there a nonverbal consent, you know, when you have the lady in the window with her curtains open and the neighbor watching her, you know, she's in her own house, but yet her curtains are wide open for the world to see, and she's walking around half naked, and then the neighbor's just got a telescope, and he's just checking her out. And I was like, who is the pervert? The one showing it or the one secretly watching? You know, like,
I mean, honestly, I don't walk past windows, you know, butt naked. I just don't. Not with my curtains, you know, curtains down. And not when it's bright light and I have light on in the house, you know. And, of course, people are going to see you. But I think aside from that, and I think we see a lot of that, like, in movies and television and stuff like that. I don't think any reasonable adult thinks that they have the right to walk around in their house that way with their windows open and not give someone the opportunity to stare at them. Because if I see a naked person walking down the street, I'm just going to be like, damn, like, I'm not going to look away. I'm like, wow, like, she's naked and she's in the street. Like, you would look at that because it's such an oddity. So I kind of feel like if you are engaging in that behavior, then you are bringing, you know, you're possibly drawing attention that you might not necessarily want. So the safest thing is if you want to be naked in your house, I'm cool with that. But, you know, close your curtains.
Right? When I was a little girl, you know, I lived in apartments all my life. And I don't know what it is. The craziest people live in, like, apartments. But it's, we had this middle-aged man used to have his curtains wide open, and then he would walk back and forth in his underwear. And it wasn't a priest. I mean, I was probably 8, 9 at the time, and we were like, this is disgusting. And he had an obvious mental issue because he used to walk around with, you know, those old-school phones with the spiral cord?
Mm-hmm, yeah, I remember
the ones
those.
That would get tangled. Girl, the shit wasn't even plugged in. He was just walking around talking on it. It wasn't even plugged in.
Oh, wow. Wow.
You know, like, But shit like that, where, okay, maybe he's not exhibitionist. He's just plain ass. He's just crazy. So,
right.
It's just crazy. Okay, so we're gonna take a commercial, and we'll be right back.
They call themselves the Dope Girls, and they quickly find out what a dope girl once loved about the game could now turn deadly. Their envied friendships is threatened with quick money, and betrayal seeps into the cracks of their bond, crumbling their foundation with hate. The saying, keep your enemies close and your friends even closer, would have worked if the friends they thought they had not ultimately become the enemies. You never know who could be waiting in the cut to take your spot. Fall into the pages of F. Chameleon as she shows you just how devious deception can be. Devious Deception by author F. Chameleon. Available at Boss Lady Publishing. Check it out.
We're back. Cookie chat.
Marquette, you still there, honey?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right. So we're back talking about voyeurism. And we don't have any calls yet, but I still want to hear from some people. Like, what do you think about it? Do you think it's weird? Do you think it's sexy? We talked about mild voyeurism versus extreme voyeurism versus freaky, weird voyeurism. So, you know, call in. Are you into it? Are you not into it? What's your deal?
Yeah,
I want to hear about
that. I definitely want to hear from the callers.
Especially as a female.
Yes.
I
think everyone has a little bit of a voyeurism. You know,
she tried to make me a mild voyeurism person. I was like, oh, shit. I didn't even know. Damn.
I think we're all, to some degree, we have a little, you know, a little bit of a voyeur in us. I think it's just natural to want to see things that are generally kept secret or kept in confidence, because we're all nosy by nature. You know, that's just how we are.
Right. But again,
I think when it goes to the point where you realize that you are intruding upon something that someone never meant to be disclosed publicly, then I think you're intentionally doing so. It's not like you accidentally walked in on something, but your purpose was to seek it out in the first place. I think you've crossed the line at that point, unless the individual is open, you know, to that sort of invasion. It's just not cool.
Right.
So why do you ladies, Ebony and the question, why do you think it's higher among men?
I think men are just visual creatures, right? I can say something to my husband all day long, but until I show him, if I show him a picture of something, then he instantly knows what I'm talking about.
Mm.
You know, he's just, men are very visual. That's why men like to see us dressed up in lingerie, and because to them it's visual, you know, it's visual titillation for them. You know, I can't say that men aren't into fiction and they don't read, because some do, but I don't think men, like my husband reading what I write, he likes it and he enjoys it, but I don't think he gets the same kind of reaction that women would probably get
right.
from it. Because women are stimulated by books like ours, the stuff that we put out, the material that we write. We're stimulated by it because in our mind we're very mental. Like, we internalize everything and make it into our own little kind of movie and loop it in our own imagination. We're very imaginative. Men are more visual. They're more concrete. So they need to see something to really, you know, to really make the connection, as to where women, we can see something, we can read something and turn it, you know, and turn it from the arbitrary and make it, you know, more concrete in our heads. So I think that's why men may be into voyeurism a little bit more than women are, or at least I guess if statistics prove that, because I don't really know that to be true one way or the other. But
Ebony, do you think there's any, like, you know, any type of, like, shame among women? Like, we feel it's weird to watch a guy? Because, you know, a lot of guys are down to, you know, watch you masturbate or whatnot, and that's with your consent we're talking about. So it's not really, I mean, the actual voyeurism is when it's secretive, but now, like, people, modern voyeurism thinks it's just to watch somebody. But a real voyeur is just secretive. No one even knows about it. But
right.
You know, do you think that there's, like, a shame that comes to women where we're like, this is weird? Like, it's a lot different, I guess, from a woman watching a man masturbate versus a guy watching a woman.
I don't think that there's any shame in it. Like I said, if you're, you know, if you and your partner are into it, or this is someone who is giving you that permission, I don't think that there's any shame either way. I would have absolutely no problem walking in on my husband stroking off. I would have no problem with it whatsoever. I would think it was one of the most beautiful things that I've ever seen. But
so do you get, like, does it do anything for you? Are you just like, okay,
cool? Of course
cool.
It would do something for me, because I would be like, wow, he missed me so much. That he just couldn't hold back. And now I'm here, and we can do something with that.
That's great.
Yeah. That would be my you know, reaction to it.
I almost feel like it's like you said, men are more visual, so I think they get, like, almost feel like they get a higher arousal out of watching than women do.
I definitely agree.
Women are more audio, you know, let me hear stuff, tell me stuff, so.
That is very true. I definitely will agree with you there. All the porn in the house is his. I can't be bothered. I don't have the time to worry about watching it.
You love
I'm too busy
name.
Trying to
you
write
know.
It. I'm too busy trying to write it. I don't have time to watch it.
Yeah.
But the mister, he, you know, for him, that's like a, I think, not just for him, but for all men in general, I think they really just, I think men enjoy porn a lot more than women do for that reason, because they are very visual. And when they watch porn, they envision themselves in that scenario with that female, so to speak. And that's why it does it for them.
Last week, 2 weeks ago, we were talking about pornos and stuff. You should have called in.
I told Jen, I'm so mad I missed the show about the size matter. Oh, God, I would have loved to have been all over that.
Oh, yes, yes, we were in on that one. Well, I know I did.
Oh, I so wish I would have been on.
Yeah. So, Ebony, what do you think about, like, when, let's say, like, a married couple is trying to spice up their relationship and they bring in a third party. And so one of them likes to watch the other one have sex with a third party.
Wow.
What do I think about it?
Yeah.
If that's what they like to do, shit. I mean, obviously they had an agreement between husband and wife and shit. If that's what they like to do, that if they don't have no problem with each other, the next day ain't nobody going to have no hurt feelings. Like, shit, that's what they like to do.
Well, I mean, if that's your thing, that's your thing. I just,
right.
You know, I'm very possessive, and I don't share. I just don't. I didn't like sharing my stuff as a child, and I damn sure ain't sharing as an adult.
And she asked me, what do I think about people doing it now? I didn't agree saying it to about myself. But
That's what floats your boat.
You know, do
I mean,
you.
I know people who have open relationships, and they seem to thrive.
Right.
That's just not my idea of how I want my relationship to work.
Right.
I don't have anything against people who swing, if that's your thing,
exactly.
And you and your partner, all parties involved are all good with it. Then go for it. But I catch feelings too easily, and I might feel some kind of way about somebody else putting their hands on my husband, and it might not be a fun experience anymore. So for me, it would never, you know, it would be nice to write about. It would be, you know, that's my imagination, you know, something that I would, some fantasy I would explore in terms of my literature, but I don't see that being practical in real life, because like I said, I catch feelings way too easily, and it don't take much to set me off and make me, you know, take me to a place that I really don't need to be. So.
Right. We don't need to get you there. But like you said, it might be a good book. You might need to go ahead and explore
that. I'm serious. Like, that was a plot bunny right there. I just saw all sorts of things crossing behind my eyes that we might need to work out later on Microsoft
exactly.
Word.
Exactly. Oh, man, this voyeurism, man, it was a hard one, but it's a good one, too, because, you know, it opens up your eyes to the mild, the moderate, the extreme, the crazy, the psycho, you know. It's all different types, so it's definitely good to talk about tonight.
Well, I had a ball.
I have a question as we're kind of burning down the night, because I want to know, like, I want to know this. Let's say you find out, because I have never been a victim of voyeurism that I know of. Ebony, you say you don't know.
No.
LaQuette, you probably don't know either if you've ever been one, right?
No, I don't think I have been.
Okay.
If I have been, so, I've not been made aware of it.
I'm going to give you guys a hypothetical situation and just tell me the first thing you think of, okay? Do you feel like there would be a difference? Let's just say we're all single, just for the damn question. You find out that you have a hidden camera in your bedroom, right? And you find out that it's your hot neighbor who you've been crushing on. Would there be a difference of feeling? Versus
I don't know.
If it was like the plumber down the hall.
He can't just be my hot neighbor. Like, in my mind, like, the sexiest man to ever walk this earth right now is Roman Reigns from WWE. I have a sick fascination with this man. I'm just letting y'all know this right now.
Okay,
and my husband is aware of it. He really is aware of it. I actually
let's
like to
say
see,
Roman.
I,
let's say Roman is your neighbor then. But he
now,
put
if
it down
Roman
camera.
Is my neighbor, it might be on. It really might be on because... I don't know. I've seen this man in person. I've actually hung my arm around his neck. Lord have mercy. It would be a problem.
So you found out, girl, you found out that Roman installed a secret camera in your bedroom. And it would be on film,
would be
right?
Mad. I think I might be performing to the camera if I knew Roman was on the and watching. You know, it's Roman Reigns. Like, I've based the physicality of my character in Heart of the Matter is based on Roman Reigns. Long hair, don't care, all of that is because I have a quasi, you know, love relationship going on in my head with Roman Reigns.
So with that same damn question, it's no longer Roman. It's the plumber you let into your house to fix the pipes.
No, then that's just creepy because Roman is
you
sexy.
See,
you know,
you
I'm getting something. I'm getting something back from Roman. You know what I mean? It's an exchange, man. I might be a little upset at first that Roman did this without my permission because all he had to do was knock on the door. Really, he didn't have to sneak. But, you know, I'm getting a little bit in return when it's Roman. You know what I mean? That the man has muscles on top of muscles. It's just ridiculous. Oh, my God. But the plumber down there, especially if it's like the plumber dude with the big belly that leans over and shows you so much crack, like, that's not sexy. That's not cute.
But do you see how that changes the game? There's still the exact same creepy ass. It's still undercover and on the low, but the only difference is you think one is really hot, and you would in your mind want to tap that.
Let me tell you something. That would not be, like I said, that is not my reaction to most men. That's Roman Reigns, and you cannot categorize him with most men. You just can't. I mean, however he looks on TV in person, he looks a million times better, okay? So you just can't compare that to the plumber down the block because everybody is going to be creepy compared to Roman.
So that brings up the next question for me is somebody finds out they have a person that's videotaping them. Does it change their mindset if they find out that person's hot or attractive?
I don't think so. I mean, I just happen to have a fixation with Roman Reigns, so to me it wouldn't be creepy because I'm fixated on that. I already have the sort of little bit of creepiness going on my own and with respect to him. So it would just be like, you know, reciprocation in my mind. But that, again, that is in my imagination. That is in my, you know, in the musings that I have in my own head. That is not something that I would engage in my reality. Because as fine as Roman is, and as much as I loved hugging my arms around his neck when I met him, he still doesn't do it for me like my husband does it for me in my reality.
Yeah.
So,
of course.
So for me, I don't think it really has a – it has anything to do with whether you think the person is fine or not, because there are plenty of – you know, most of the crazy people that we see that get locked up for doing crazy stalker-ish type stuff to people are beautiful people. You know, you see them and you're going, why is he stalking her? Like, he's fine. He could have anybody he wants, you know? But I don't think it – you know, when it gets to that point, I don't think it has anything to do with whether we find people attractive or not. But, of course, you know, because – Roman Reigns, you know, there's no notoriety attached to the name. Of course I wouldn't mind Roman peeking in on me and possibly maybe, you know, a little reciprocation and allowing me to, you know, peek in on him. But in reality, I don't think that would be the case at all. I think if that happened in reality, whether it was Roman Reigns or not, I think I would be very skeeved out by it because there are certain things I don't want to share with the rest of the world. There are certain things that are just for me and my husband, and that's why he's my husband, because I knew I wanted to share those things with him. So that's just my idea. Because I think, you know, if you look at, you know, all of these people that have, there's been some notorious people in the news that have, you know, killed people, stalked people, you know, had all of these sorts of crazy type relationships going on. And you look at them and you're like, oh my God, he's so gorgeous. Like, why you would never think he was the crazy stalker ex-boyfriend type.
I think people's looks can sometimes blur what's, you know, like you said, there was that guy that the guy with the blue eyes that was in prison and all the girls were going crazy for him.
It was all over social media. I don't understand that either because he kind of looks like he has that stalkerish, crazy ex-boyfriend look to him too.
That's what I'm talking about. Is they don't know exactly what he did, how crazy he is, but they're like, you know, I've married this man, and like you don't even know him. So it brings to me a really important question: is when somebody's doing something creepy like that, does it change if they're hot or attractive? And I think for some people, it does blur the lines. Yeah.
I mean, I think for some people, many people are swayed by appearances. But, I mean, unfortunately, if you are that superficial, then you are lending yourself to, you know, you're lending yourself to certain things that could possibly be problematic for you in your life later on. And that's just anything with life, you know. If you never find anything, if you never look for anything of substance, then you're never really going to really enjoy the quality of life because you're always going to be chasing the superficial. And we all know things that are superficial, they die and wither away. They never last because they have no substance to them. They have no real foundation to root themselves in anything.
Right.
So, Ebony, I think this is what we came up with tonight. Because every night we try to wrap it up and just pull, you know, kind of pull our head around whatever the topic was. Is that voyeurism? Totally fine, as long as it's all consensual, right?
As long as everybody's okay, as long as Roman says it's okay, Laquette, it's okay.
She's reaching right now. She's reaching for him.
Excuse me. Oh, hell, for real. Oh, my God.
That man is fine. And he feels good, too. He feels amazing.
It is not okay to put cameras in the bathroom, hidden cameras in the bedroom. None of that shit is okay. But,
it's not.
It's perfectly normal and it's perfectly human nature for you to sneak a peek sometimes just because we're nosy and we're, you know, sexual by nature. Sometimes we're going to sneak a peek. That's just how it is. But it's not okay to be doing creepy, sneaky shit. It's weird and we don't like it, but sometimes the thought of maybe a hot guy doing that is just a thought. Might be That's it. Mm-hmm. That's as far as it goes. We don't want you installing shit without us knowing because these are intimate moments meant for us and our household, not for some weird guy.
Absolutely right. Completely agree.
I want to thank you, Laquette, for coming on tonight.
Yes,
thank you for inviting me. Yeah, please tell the readers where they can find you, where they can stalk you, and not be careful about you.
You can find me on Facebook, of course. You can find me at facebook.com/ Laquette, that's spelled LAQUETTE, the, THE, author, AUTHOR. And you will find my author page on Facebook. You can also find me at Laquette Likes, that's LAQUETTELIKES.com. That's my blog, and I have I always have some good people on, and I also talk about a lot of things, just life, love, living, all that. And you can also find me on Amazon. I'm all over the web. So if you Google me, you should find. I'm also on Google Plus too. So if you Google me, you should be able to find me. But check me out, as some people are saying some positive things about my book. So I'll let my work speak for me.
Yes, and you're a total sweetheart. So they should just get your book on that note alone. I'm telling you, I think I had like a really bad like day a couple weeks ago, and she's like, "You're awesome," and I was like, I it was like perfect timing, right? Sometimes you just need someone to say something nice. And so she did that for me one day, and I was like, I needed that right now.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad I could do that for you. That's awesome. See, now that just made me feel great that I actually, because I try to, and like anytime I say something on Facebook, one of my favorite lines is sharing is caring, because not just because I love the Care Bears, but I honestly believe that. And so if we get to share a little bit of ourselves, share a little bit of our happy with each other, everyone will have a little bit of happiness. That's just what I believe.
Yeah, girl. So this has been another episode of the Pussy Chat. Ebony, take us out.
Yes, thank you for tuning into Pussy Chat Radio. Tune in to us next week, same time, same place, 9 to 10 p.m. We'll be here. Good night, ladies. Thanks for everything.
Good night.
Good night.
What you want.